is in the air.
Actually, love is on the air because the Date Doctor is here. Doctor. Sponsored by Sparky's Hook and Ladder Bar and Grill in Hartford. The doctor will see you now.
Date Doctor's here. Gina J's here. Date Doctor brought Petey along, whom is a dog that was featured a while ago that was pretty close to leaving us. She adopted him, and he has been the best dog ever. But Petey, you sit there. Mom, what are we talking about today?
I'm talking about the things that you cannot overdo when you're newly dating someone. In moderation, these things are okay. You overdo them, and it's dating suicide.
Oh, see, because I thought you meant you can't overdo them. You can do as much as you want. You meant you can overdo them.
Yes. If you overdo these things, your relationship will fail.
Petey, quit licking down there.
Ah!
Her dog is fascinated by something that's underneath the counter, and God only knows in a radio station what it is.
I know.
The fifth worst thing you can overdo in newly dating is to over-compliment somebody that you're dating, especially those guys that are like,
I can't believe I'm with you. You're so beautiful.
You had that, didn't you?
I did, yeah. How come nobody's married you? Or I can't believe you're single. A woman like you?
Yeah, that sounds good in your head, guys, but when it comes out, it's like,
you sound insecure and weak. And a lot of times when people over-compliment, they're really looking for someone else to reciprocate the compliments, and it just looks really needy. So don't do it. A genuine compliment like, oh, I love those boots or your hair or your jewelry is great. Number four, do not overanalyze. A lot of women do this. What did he mean by that? And what do you think this meant? Usually, people just talk crap, especially when they're nervous. They just say a bunch of stupid stuff that means nothing. Just relax, let it play out, and don't think about it because
okay.
It'll drive you crazy. Number three, over-planning. I hate this. You've been on two dates, and they ask you if you'll go to a wedding in 3 months or
oh,
a vacation
that.
Or a weekend getaway.
Yeah, we should go on a cruise this summer.
Yeah, and then you're feeling like, oh, I got to try to, I promised I'm going to go to this wedding, so I really should drag it out 4 more weeks when you can't stand the person.
I think that they think that that shows I'm committed.
It does. And people that are a little insecure.
Petey, quit looking down there. Get away from Gina. You don't know where she's been.
Number two, oversharing. Don't tell people your entire relationship history, the medications you're on, your weaknesses.
How crazy the ex-wife is and never really loved him in the first place.
Who cares? Like, nobody's interested in that. A lot of times, I think people want acceptance and they want you to be like,
I'll be there for you. I'll take care of you.
Well, they always say honesty is important, but you'd have to be overly honest. You have to share everything.
Not that soon. It's called oversharing.
Yeah, but some of them are trying to set you up to manipulate you to see the woe is me factor. I've dealt with a lot of those guys like that too.
The number one thing that you should not overdo at the first of a relationship, at the onset of love,
is to overprotect yourself. A lot of people have been hurt before and they become really guarded because of a past experience. And the message they send is, oh, I'm not emotionally available. I'm not ready for a relationship. And really they lose somebody that is in a great place. So don't overprotect yourself. Open up. Don't wear these shields and hide yourself.
When's your next speed dating event?
Wednesday night. It's a double speed dating event. Half the room is ages 25 to 42 and the other half is ages 38 to 55 and it's at Billy T's in Cromwell.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, it should be a fun night.
What's your website where they find out all about the Date Doctor?
Got5, that's the number 5, minutes.com.